AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's deadline for Iran is 9 hours away. On social media, he warned a whole civilization will die tonight, but also said Iran still has time to change that outcome. The president is demanding Iran open the Strait of Hormuz to all ship traffic. The AP's Joe Fetterman reports Israel has been on the offensive in Iran.
It destroyed a massive petrochemical facility. Now it's threatening to destroy Iran's rail system. It says these strikes are pre-planned, and they're aimed at weakening Iran's economy and supporting its military. But Israel also acknowledges that these strikes are closely coordinated with the U.S. That allows them to serve as a sort of pressure tactic on Iran. Also, they are seen as a sign of the type of devastation that could lie ahead.
The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote on a watered-down resolution aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Hungary, meeting with leader Viktor Orban. He says option A for Iran is to decide they are going to be a normal country.
Option B is that the Iranians don't come to the table and they stay committed to terrorism, to terrorizing their neighbors, not just Israel, but of course their Arab neighbors too, then the economic situation in Iran is going to continue to be very, very bad, and frankly, it will probably get worse.
Oil prices are rising and stocks are dropping in early trading. President Emmanuel Macron says Iran has allowed two French former detainees to leave the country. The Israeli military issued a warning in Farsi to Iranians to avoid taking trains until at least 9 p.m. local time. Turkish officials say gunmen attacked a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul, sparking a gunfight that left one gunman dead, two police officers wounded. Two other gunmen were captured. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Rapper Ye will not be leading a music festival this summer in Britain.
Keir Starmer's government has blocked Ye from entering the UK as the controversy over the rapper's anti-Semitic statements led to the calls for his planned headline performances at a major music festival to be pulled. A senior member of the British government says Ye should absolutely not play the Wireless Festival in July after the rapper, formerly known as Kanye West, responded to the backlash by offering to meet members of the UK's Jewish community. Ye had been expected to perform in front of around 150,000 revelers July 10 to 12 following the government ban on his entry to the country. The event organisers say it's now been cancelled. I'm Charles Tilletesma.
The parents of a toddler are facing charges in Pennsylvania after the child squeezed through a fence near a wolf enclosure and made contact with a wolf. The toddler was treated for minor injuries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.